Hello, hello everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Okay, dear colleagues, so who do we have on the call? I see that we have apologies from Martin. And then I see in a double room, Alejandra, David, myself, Martin, Miljana, Stephen. Do we affect anyone else? Probably if nobody objects, then we can start. The thing is that we, this time we have to finish within an hour, because at 4 I have next call. Plus, we're running out of time, and it would be great if we could more or less finalize or be clear about the last steps, last improvements we need to add to our guideline. Kim, may I ask you to share, or Joke, who is sharing the screen now, could you please open the guideline in Google Docs so that we can see the current version of it? Yeah, so next week, it's Thursday next week on 16th, we have a council call, and it would be really, really great if we could provide this guideline to the council well in advance for the councillors to read and hopefully approve the guideline at their next call. Because the thing is, yes, we do not have much time. We need to approve the guideline. We need to inform the community about the guideline so that they can start looking into it and understand what to do. And then, of course, Helsinki, we will need again give all possible information, answer all possible questions from the community. And the plan is to open call for volunteers on 30 or around 30-ish June. Because, again, as you all know, we need a fully functional customer standing committee on 15th of August. So, without any further ado, I just want to add one more thing. This is, now we're currently stabbing in the dark. We have no clue. We have never, ever, no person on earth has ever experienced setting up a customer standing committee as it is intended, according to the ICANN bylaws and the CSC charter. So we can only guess. I believe that after the first round, when we have more experience and we see what happens and how it works in real life, I believe that we will see many places, many things how to improve the this guideline. But at this moment, we do not know. We're just really, I think we've done our best. But there's a point when we must stop and understand that we cannot foresee all possible outcomes, all possible scenarios of this thingy. Okay, so my proposal is that we go... Okay, no, first a brief update about the calls we had with ICANN staff, Donna and Paul from our registry stakeholder group. Yes, as you understand, or as you'll know, according to the CSC charter, well, it's the wording is very weird and not easy to understand, but According to the charter, we first need to consult with the registry stakeholder group and then consult with the GNSO or GNSO Council in order to approve the full slate. The voting is both councils need to vote on the full slate. But we need to consult with RISG and GNSO Council to ensure all possible diversities. During our conversation, as indicated by the councillors when we sent them information about the process, for us, for a CCNSO and for RISG, the most important concern is to choose really a professional, knowledgeable people. Diversity is must be observed, but it's definitely not the major concern. But in any case, we need to consult with the RISG and with the GNSO in order to ensure diversity as much as possible. So one of the possible interpretations here is that we do not have more than half of a slate from the same region, for example. But again, it depends on the pool of the candidates for members and liaisons. So I won't tell you about the entire process of our discussion, but just to make it clear that according to the charter, we are consulting with RISG before finalizing the members list, and that means it must be done before 22nd July, because all the names must be submitted to the ICANN secretary by 22nd July, and then when we know all the nominations. Hopefully primary and backup candidates for liaisons. Then we consult with the GNSO Council, where most probably will be a subcommittee from the GNSO Council. Then we need to do everything that is possible to ensure this diversity. And if they really provide two names, then it will be hopefully it will be easier to ensure this diversity. So that is a short summary of our conversation. Bart, is there anything you'd like to add to?
No, not at this stage, Katrina.
Okay, thank you, Bart. As you probably noticed, I'm not sure if we forwarded this to you, but .ARPA, they decided that they do not want to nominate. Decided not to nominate their member on customer standing committee. So, that's about our conversations with Donna and Paul. And now let's go to the actual document here. So, first one is about the wording here. I think that it was... David proposes to delete the words in brackets like direct and primary. Yes, as Martin already pointed out, this is a direct quote, and if I'm not mistaken, it's a direct quote from bylaws now, or the charter. Yes, David, I see your hand is up.
Katrina, thank you very much. David McCauley for the record. I thought the wording was unusual, but then when I saw Martin's comment, I hadn't realized that it was part of the original proposal, so my apologies. It seems odd, but if that's the way it is, that's the way it is, and so I'm happy with that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Then I just resolve it. And you see, we move forward very smoothly. Okay, let's scroll down. Next one is 3.2. We also have another comment here. Yes, according to the charter, initially we need to appoint two members, one for 2 years and one for 3 years. So, and we definitely cannot appoint anyone for 6 months. This is not according to we just cannot do that. We need to appoint two members, 2 and 3 years respectively. I don't know if, but it's still not clear how we choose who goes for 2 years and who goes for 3 years. I don't know if we can decide on that and write it here, or maybe they decide among themselves, or again, when they go to the, maybe this is up to the group themselves to decide. Yeah, maybe for the council. Maybe that's something that the council decides. But in that case, we can add maybe that it is up to the CCNSO council to decide who is doing that. Yeah, that was one of my proposals, that the one who gets the most... largest number of votes gets 3 years, but what if he does not indicate his availability for 3 years? Because we have this in definitely one of them will get it. How we decide on that, I agree with the approach that we propose that the council does it. Let's write it here. DCCNSO council decides or on the terms of the not here. It's perhaps here. I must move here. Okay. The CCNSO Council decides on the terms of the initially appointed members. Okay. Let's leave it currently like that, and let's resolve the comment, if there are no more suggestions. Yes, Martin?
Just a very simple one, Katrina. You need to put a return just before conflict. Because that then refers to the following paragraph. So if I put it for you, I'd say you need it in there.
I'm sorry, are you the anonymous rabbit?
I don't think so. I'm just the add paragraph. I'm just the add paragraph that has appeared.
Yes, and you added it as an anonymous rabbit, so congratulations.
No. That's strange. I'm logged in, but I'm quite happy to be a rabbit in spring.
That's good. Okay. Wait. What do we have here? Conflict of interest. Okay, I think he... So, wait a minute. What have you done?
I have added to... I've added carriage return because conflict of interest was... appeared in the previous at the end of the previous paragraph, whereas actually it refers to the next paragraph.
Okay. Here I have to ask Alejandra because for some reason this does not add numbering to when I choose a heading. Okay, Alejandra. Please make sure that, yes, thank you. Okay, that's good. And so any other suggestions about this, about the sentence I just added? Decisions or council decides on the terms of the initially appointed members. Okay, agreement on that one. And then I just go back and resolve the issue. And okay, yes, okay, maybe Martin was Martin and Rabbit was Bart, but okay, maybe not. Yes, okay, let's move forward. We have... Okay, so about the question, no, it's not initially we, each member serves 2 years, but they, in order to ensure continuity, they need to, when one has served 2 years, next 2 years term starts. So that they overlap. So we, every year we change one. So each is member is appointed for 2 years period. First time, just to ensure that we can change them like that, we need to select one who is for 3 years, another for 2 years. Martin, is this your old hand or new hand?
Sorry, I hadn't been asked. My hand was still up.
Yeah, okay. So is this part clear? Can we resolve this question? Every year we will, yes, we will change one member every year. But in general, we have two members. So can I resolve this question, or there's a... Mediana?
Katrina, Stephen has his hand up.
Yes, Stephen. Stephen, please speak up. Unmute. If you're muted, the floor is yours.
Oh, hear me.
Oh, you're very, very faint. Could you please speak louder? Okay, apparently... We cannot hear Stephen. Stephen will write his proposal. Yes, going forward, we are electing for 2 year terms. And they change one every year. So Can you imagine? We have two. Initially, we have two. One serves 2 years. Another serves 3 years. When a 2 years period is over, we elect another one for 2 years. Then we have that one who had served 3 years. His term is over. We elect next one for 2 years. So each year we keep reappointing one member. Well, assuming that the other one does not resign, doesn't get kicked out or anything. But to ensure that we can have it each year, we need to first one serves 2 years, another serves 3 years. But that's only for initial appointments. Yes. Some question. After the initial appointment, the Assistant Civil Counsel will fill further vacancies in accordance with this guideline. Yes, with this guideline, but as I already mentioned in the beginning, I think we'll have to revisit this guideline after the first round or maybe after second, and in any case, we can revisit it as often as we wish. We can do it on a monthly basis, but the idea here is that we see how it goes, how it runs, what problems we have, and then we add, we just tweak the guideline. So, is this sentence clear, or we need to add something? I don't think that Martin's proposal makes it clearer, because if we need to select a new member to replace an appointee, that we have a different procedure for that. We can make it clear after the initial appointment, the Assistant Counsel will select one member to for a two-year period. Okay, it's fine with you. Then we resolve it and move forward. Thank you. Okay, so, yes, liaisons. Thank you for this correction. Resolve it. Yes, so here we had a discussion this morning with Bart, and our proposal is that we... the thing is that at this point it looks like we have some requirements in three places. We have it here, listed some following information and references. Then we have a selection criteria, and then we have a table in the annex, the actual expression of interest. So the proposal is, let's delete it from here, because clearly we have, something might not be clear. For example, we have, here we ask reference to the need to submit a resume or something. Maybe let's not repeat it too many places. So what are your suggestions? So we just delete the entire paragraph. Okay, maybe we should add information about this closing date. For example, we can move, which shall not be, we can move it here. Which shall not be earlier than 2 weeks after the column. And delete this part. So how does this look to you now?
Could you scroll up a little bit, Kim, so people can view the section as it is right now? Yeah. This is how it would look like.
So it's okay with Alejandra. What do others think? Martin is okay too. David is okay. Miriam okay. And Stephen okay too. Okay. Then one thing, something I wanted to ask to those of you who are native speakers, maybe more experienced with all different calls. How should we call this thing? Is this a call for volunteers that, amongst others, includes the expression of interest, or this is a call for expression of interest? David, yes, please.
Thank you, Katrina. David McCauley here. I think they're almost synonymous in this context, and so I like the idea of a call for expression of interest because that is a little bit more in the nature of an application, and it will only be after the council chooses people that they will actually become volunteers serving on the CST. So, but I think that they're closely synonymous, and I doubt that we could go wrong with either one. I guess my preference for what we would do here would be a call for expression of interest. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I tried to change it to expression of interest, but then at some places I still see we have this call for. Good. So the idea is that we change it to call for expression of interest everywhere. Okay, thank you. Good. Well, we have let's scroll back. We have so the question from Rihanna about the non-conflicted councillors. We have Article 3.3 conflict of interest, and it clearly states that if a councillor intends to become a member of the CSC, then this councillor shall not be involved in the appointment process. Those who are not, who do not intend to become members, they are non-conflicted, basically. Is it clear, or we need to spell it out here as well? The thing is that councillors vote, regional organizations, they do not vote, but they have information just for transparency purposes.
Katrina, Mirjana
yes?
has put her hand up.
Yes, Bart.
Mirjana has put her hand up.
No, she does not. She has... Or at least I don't see. Mirjana, do you want to say something? Or it looks more like yes there. But Mirjana, want to say something? No. Is this clear about non-conflicted people?
I have put a hand out.
Sorry?
I have put her hand down because it showed on my screen.
Oh, I did not see the hand, but I saw that she moved up and down. But okay. Looks okay to Martin. No one else objects, so I will resolve this. Then, okay, here we are talking about, the thing is that, why I commented here, because at this moment we do not have wiki space where to list the candidates. We have website. So our proposal was that... maybe let's change it to CCNSO website. Also, Crystal also proposed not to be so technology specific and do not point to Wiki or any other technology. Say CCNSO website, maybe. Yeah, okay. Will be listed on the CCNSO website. Okay, resolve it. selection criteria. Then discussion around should be or should not be employed by CCETLD. We had this discussion at the council. Yeah, okay, David, I see your hand is up. Yes, please.
Thanks again, Katrina. It's David McCauley. I had come on the list and suggested that maybe actual employment not be required. And the person I was thinking of as a good example is Krista Spain, who has loads of experience and was, just recently left that CCTLD. So I just thought the actual requiring actual employment might be a bit much for some very well-qualified candidates might drop through the cracks. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, David. Martin.
Thanks, Katrina. As I note in my comments, I would actually prefer to see active customer experience, but I certainly do take David's point that at the moment we say should be employed. I wonder whether we could just should be employed by a CCTLD or have active backing from a CCTLD. That then allows us that degree of flexibility when we have a particularly good candidate. I think my main concern is that we really need people who are actively involved. If somebody has got the backing of a CCTLD, then I would assume that CCTLD will be keeping in touch with that person during their appointment, and therefore we are maintaining that skills and expertise and understanding of the customer needs. I would be a little bit more concerned if we had people who had long since left the registry, was put forward by a registry, but essentially was divorced from the registry and therefore was backing all their input on the basis of what it was like when they were a registry manager or when they were the DNS engineer in a registry. But having said that, I'm quite happy with David's point. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The thing is that the work on the Customer Standing Committee does not imply any funding for anything, nor for travel, nor for any other work. Therefore, definitely we need somebody to back up these candidates to ensure that they can participate meaningfully. And I think that, personally, I'm fine with the proposal. I think it's very fair. Should be employed or backed. Or active. Active backing by CCTLD manager. Okay, should be employed or actively backed. Or something definitely not good here. Should be employed or actively backed. Endorsed. Okay, we have anonymous rabbit again. So it's either Martin, no, it's not Martin, perhaps it's, or have active backing by, okay. I'm fine with the wording. Should be employed or have active backing by. Yes, Martin, I think you are the rabbit. Active backing. Okay. Then we resolve this and we approve this. Okay. Then I corrected.
Katrina.
Yes.
Sorry. Do you want to include in this section that they, either by the CCTLD, but it makes it difficult. Should the travel funding, etc.
Yeah, I agree. We need to add it somewhere, but.
It's a bit difficult to include it here.
Yes, but we need to include it somewhere. Maybe in general information, and under general information, we could have like. It would be good if somebody could come up with a proposal. Okay, maybe let's go through this list here and see, and then try to address this one. I will write it down. So no funding. Okay, next one. I changed here a list of their top five candidates. I changed to up to five candidates. Because we have only four applicants, so it might be challenging to come up with a list of five candidates. Up to five. Okay. Resolve. Then we have this discussion about the ranking. So here we have a discussion. Martin raised the point about regions. I tried to respond. I'm fine with it as it is. Okay, Martin, let's resolve this. Very good. Alejandra's comment, we need to provide a slate of members and liaisons that has, to the extent possible, diversity in terms of geography and skills. Okay. No, we do not have, but we have to work against the general timeline. And I'm not sure we can specify any timeline for this. So unless somebody else comes up with a genius solution how to ensure that... I'm not sure, but we need to deliver it in time, so it's... I propose that we resolve this. Okay. David agreed. So here, 5.3, reporting on the CISNSO selection process. I added a comment here. According to Bart, it must be the chair of the CCNSO informs the Terry about the CCNSO council selection. So the idea is that we select two members, this time by 22nd July, we need to inform the ICANN secretary that we have nominated these two members. So is this clear? The chair of the CCNSO informs the secretary about the CCNSO council selection. Any objections, especially from those who are native speakers, please? Okay, none from David. Okay, thank you. Let's move forward then. Approval on the full slate of the Customer Standing Committee. Here we have a note from Bart that procedure needs to be developed. So how we consult with GNSO and... my proposal here is that this perhaps is the closest how far we can get, and let's let the Seasonal Council to decide how to proceed. I'm not sure we can come up with a reasonable procedure here. Yes, David.
Katrina, thanks. It's David McCauley. I would agree with what you just said. I think in the first instance, there should be informal or formal, whatever, discussions between the registry stakeholder group and the CCNSO, and that may help us polish this guideline up after the first panel has been selected. But it seems to me that whatever procedure is developed in this respect has to be done in coordination with the registry stakeholder group to make sure that the procedures from each fit together well. Thank you.
Exactly. That is the point, that if we want to come up with a procedure, we need to talk to RISG and GNSO, and we have to agree on the procedure with them. That's why I think that we cannot come up with a procedure in reasonable time. We have discussed how we will do that. So answering Stephen's questions. Well, actually, neither GNSO nor CCNSO can object on any particular individual member or liaison. What we can do, we can dismiss the full slate. So that's how it's framed at this moment. The idea is that we discuss with the registry stakeholder group before we come up with our names, but as I already told you, we agreed that we need professional, knowledgeable people, regardless of the regions they come from. That's one thing. Another thing, after that, after our members are selected already, we just need to talk about the full slate and hopefully we will be able to play with liaisons, the pool of liaisons. I see that I saw Martin's hand up, but then he changed his mind. Martin, you had something to say and you don't want to say it. I don't believe it.
Well, I can say it if you want, Katrina, but I think you've just said it all, so I'm quite happy to put my hand down. We are talking about here about the full slate, and when it comes to Stephen's point, if I remember correctly, in WG proposal, there are statements about the GNSO not having any responsibility with respect to a CCTLD candidate or proposal, and vice versa, where this does not affect the GNSO or the CCNSO. I think I would certainly prefer not to reopen that particular discussion. I think it would be outrageous for this GNSO to try and veto a CCNSO representative, and I think the full slate point is the key one. I suppose it would be possible that all four registry members of the CSC could be employees of VeriSign or Affilius, because they are in both CCNSO and GNSO camps, and they have more than one registry in both of those areas. It still seems to me to be inappropriate for CCNSO to make any comments on GNSO and vice versa. Thanks.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Martin. That's exactly how it is. We can dismiss the full slate, but we cannot dismiss individual members or liaisons. Back to Stephen's question, it's a simple up or down approval from the entire slate by the various stakeholder groups? No, it's just by two stakeholder groups. It's by CCNSO and GNSO. And that's it. No, we don't have to worry about capture, I think. It's just, okay, I'll just delete this procedure needs to needs to be developed thing, and and let's see how it goes. Okay, go further down, and again, 8. It's a vacancy. 8 can be a very tricky thing to maintain a list of volunteers, because if, for example, somebody has served 1.5 years, then it could be really tricky to. We cannot. We still need to for transparency, for other reasons. We still need to run another call for expressions of interest, because otherwise, how can we be sure that these people are still available for the job? So I would propose again that we leave this out and decide. In case something like this happen, we'll see how it works. Okay, so if there are no other objections, David agrees, so I resolve this issue as well. Let's scroll down. So here we have two tables for skill set and experience. One, the old one, and another one from Bart, so if he made it shorter. I'm not sure that probably we have to go through the list of these skills, because Bart's table is significantly shorter. I hope that everything is included there, but yes, Mark.
The table I've included and suggested is the one that's included in the announcement of the expression of interest from the CWB stewardship.
Yeah, I understand that, but I took that table and I added some other things from our requirements. So. Maybe we should go through the list of these requirements and see how to reflect our additional requirements. Because, for example, in this table, I don't see anything about CCTLDs, and definitely we need something there. And today we also discussed that here it would be good to have something like what I liked in the old table, we have this meet requirement, yes or no, so people could actually think about this. Do they really meet the requirement? On the other hand, maybe it's up to the council to decide if they meet the requirement or not. So our idea was that we change this the title of the field additional detail to something like and now again I need help from you guys who are native speakers, how to politely and shortly phrase something like, what on earth did you make you think that you are qualified for that? How do you meet the requirement? Okay. Is it okay with everyone? How do you meet the requirements? Or please specify how do you meet the requirements? Okay. Please explain. Right, in detail, help meet the requirement. Okay, so we still need to go through the list of the requirements here. Probably add something from the table, the old table. So otherwise, I think that we are more or less set. What we will need, do we need another English review here, or yes, we will. We need to go through the table and see if we have all the, if we cover all our requirements. I'm going to try if we want one. David, was that the answer to my question about English, or? Yes, okay, very good. David, that would be excellent if you could do that, because I think it would just be the right thing to do, just according to our internal processes. Final English, yeah, okay. Okay, very good. So, guys, this has been an excellent work. Thank you very much for your involvement, commitment, and all your ideas and discussions. One more thing now. As you know, CSC is only one thing. We need to... we'll need another guideline for ARZERC. That's another committee. It's much simpler. We just need to appoint one person. So now this charter is almost finalized for that group. Bart knows more about it. I haven't seen the charter yet. yeah, well, it should be easy. It must be a piece of cake comparing to this guideline. So if we sign off with this one, we will, well, Bart probably could go through and simplify it and adjust it for ARZERC, and we have another look at it. Bart, yes, your hand is up. I see. Please.
This is Bart. Just to explain, as some time ago, I think about one of the first meetings, we discussed that we could use this one as a kind of blueprint for the other selection. And the ARZERC is... say, with respect to the requirements, it's different. So we can use the same type of section for the requirements. Say, the appointment procedure is far more easy. It's just one member appointed by the CCNSO, and there is no consultation, and the council just needs to ensure that person meets the requirements. So from that perspective, I suggest to follow the same structure as we did with this one, include the criteria, adjust the call for expressions and support, etc., and then simplify the selection procedure, because it doesn't need to have the consultations, etc., and we need to update the... I need to update the timelines a little bit. That's all. That was for your information.
Okay, thank you very much, Bart. Sound like fun. And, I hope that... I hope you can come up with the first version of that. Okay, so we've done it in an hour. And, thank you very much for being on the call and being such a brilliant contributors to this very, very important guideline. So there are few things we still need to need to tweak, and then we can send it to the council, and hopefully councillors will also have a look and think of what to do and how they want to proceed. So thank you very much to all of you, and to agree, including the Anonymous Rabbit. So thank you very much, and well, see you soon.
Bye-bye.